of sound. I lost my faith, but don't you cry.
I'm here with Robert Ortiz, drummer of A Stroke of Fate. How the bloody hell are you, mate?
Well, I'm bloody fantastic, mate. Dude, how you doing, daddy?
I'm doing really well. Great way to start off the day, speaking to a original member of Escape the Fate.
You're talking to a legend right now. Yeah, dude, this is the OG, dude. This is the fucking the last of the Mohicans, although I'm not a Mohican. And I am a Native American, or as you guys call it over there, an Aboriginal of America. I'm a Tigua Indian, not a Mohican.
Mate, I'm learning so much about you so quickly. We haven't even gotten to the questions yet.
I know, it's been a busy day, man. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Don't be sorry, we love it. But look, we're getting really pumped for the upcoming Aussie tour, and of course, you're no stranger to our shores. What are you looking forward to most, mate?
The girls,
naturally.
Yeah, the girls. I mean, okay, no, I'm joking. I'm trying to chill out, you know, be a responsible adult and focus on the music and the majesty of our shows. But the fans in Australia have always been amazing, man. For us, since day one, man, since we first went over there, the fans really took to us. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the more liberal aspect you guys have over there, or something, just something connected with you guys, and it's been a fun ride every single time. My most memorable show of all time, and I've had some, is the Soundwave in Sydney, and I think it was 2009. That was unbelievable, man. An ocean of people, just like wow, like we never experienced anything like that, and just the love, it was amazing. Because I mean, at this point, I've been all over the world, man, and I've enjoyed all the sights and sounds and flavors of everywhere, you know. So what it really comes down to, though, is I'm out there to put on a show and connect to people through the majesty of song. And for whatever reason, Australia always appreciates my heart, and I'm very excited about that.
And you know what, mate? You know what I think it is? I think it's literally the physical, geographical distance that we have from the rest of the world, so that when bands come here, we just really appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, and that very well could be true, because the same can actually be said of many cities in the U.S. where, you know, like I'm from a town called El Paso originally. I live in Las Vegas now, but I'm originally from El Paso. And El Paso's like, it's a smaller city and it's kind of poor, so they don't get a lot of big events. So when they get one, that artist, that they'll never forget those shows, because they love it so much. And Australia is an entire country of that. So, well, except maybe the poor part, but you know, it's still like, you just appreciate it, because you don't get it. Like, if Escape the Fate fans, you're not going to get this every few months. You're going to get this every few years, if you're lucky, if the band doesn't fucking break up. So you got to appreciate it. And fans travel, they go to multiple shows, they wait for us at the airport. You know, it's dope, man. Like, I love that, because that's what it's all about, just connecting and having a good time, you know. That's really what it's all about.
And I think that's what it's about for Aussie fans, you know, getting to see some of their favorite bands, as you say, every couple of years is just so rewarding. So I think you nailed that. So obviously this time around, you guys will be playing some bangers off your latest album, Hate Me. And lucky for us, you will have had some practice with those songs around the world, just getting ready to fine-tune it for us Australians, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to switch it up a little bit, though. We have another single that's we're about to shoot a music video for before we go out there.
Cool.
We haven't played that one yet, so we kind of do want to switch it up and see what works. We're gonna play a couple of the crowd favorites, no matter what, though. The fans have loved Just the Memory, because it's fucking it just really lends itself live. It's pretty brutal, and you know, it's a great way to get the fans riled up, you know. So. Yeah. We'll be doing that one, and Remember Every Scar has really been a fan favorite on this one, because I think people just can connect to those lyrics, you know, where everyone's had that feeling of hitting rock bottom, but we channel that into going from rock bottom to, you know, coming out on top and using those lessons to you know, achieve something positive from the negativity. And that's really what the entire Hate Me album is all about. So it's pretty awesome to see how fans have actually enjoyed this one more so than pretty much any of the last three albums, to be quite frank. Yeah. I think we were very meticulous on the lyrics. So I think people have really connected to it because we have something to say, you know, and people really are responding to it. So it's been awesome, man. And then we might try a couple different ones that we haven't played yet. We're looking at playing for a while, you know. That's usually, we don't do that. Usually we, you know, we do the bare minimum because it's a lot of strain on Craig's vocals, singing and screaming and singing and screaming. But we're going to play for a fucking while this time around because we know how much we love Australia and we want to try some new songs out as well as some old ones, some old favorites that we may not have played in a while. So we're going to see what's up as well as maybe some cover songs. Who knows?
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. You see, there's this compilation album of a certain tribute coming out very soon for a certain, you know,
a certain romantic emo band, perhaps.
Perhaps, and you never know, we might, you know, feel inclined to pay tribute while we're down under.
Very interesting, my friend, very interesting. My question is, are we ever going to be able to experience the Guillotine Part 1 through 3 live, all in quick succession?
You know, man, here's the thing, dude, is that anything can happen. The beauty of us now, see, before, the beauty and the ugliness of what we did before was you never knew what you were going to get. You never knew if a band member would be missing. You never knew if you were going to get a four or five piece. You didn't know if the band was going to show up. And if they did show up, they may have put on the best show you ever seen, or, you know, people might be falling over. This time around, we're so fucking just, like, fired up that now it's really changed into the music. We're all, we did good stuff back then in spite of all the drama. Now without it there, it's really like, it's time for us to fucking put on a fucking real show. And, you know, now it's like we can try different things out. And that is one thing that we've done in the past that has done very, very well for us. So we may do it again. We may do all this stuff in quick succession, 1, 2, 3. We don't know, you know, this time around, it's like we really are, as musicians, we've progressed in such a way that it really depends on the day. We don't usually have set lists for more than a day. Like we tend to try to change it up. We know the gist of the main songs we're going to play, but we do change it up because some things you're excited to bring out. Maybe one fan tweets you, play this song. I love this song. Let's play that song. But that's like the one fan that wants to hear that song. So it's like, all right, maybe that one didn't work, you know? And then you try others, and maybe we might strip stuff down and do stuff acoustically. There's so many options, man. Like we're limitless now in our artistic endeavors, and that's what is awesome. And we have such a catalog now of, and there's so many different eras of the band, and people appreciate them all, and we're not jaded anymore. So we are down to do different stuff, you know, because we know that it's all part of the history, and we know it's the legacy, and that it all added up to what Escape the Fate is. So, you know, we may do some stuff that is unprecedented, you know?
Mate, I love the mystery, and I love the excitement, and that anything could happen. I really love that.
Well, I mean, I'm only being honest. I'm telling you, we can play anything now.
Oh.
But I don't fucking know till we get there, I don't fucking know what we're going to play. Because I don't have a clue right now. So I just got to stay sharp, yeah?
All right, well, how about this? I'll make the set list and I'll send it through to you on the day. How does that sound? Makes it life a little bit easier for you, mate.
Just don't be a fucking Escape the Fate hipster and do only all the B-sides that no one does. Although I would love to play those.
Yeah, why not play something different? And I mean, you guys talked about, you talked about the drama just then, I guess, and you guys got to really bury the hatchet for us Aussies with Ronnie and Falling in Reverse last time you guys were here with a bit of a sideshow. Do you think that it really meant a lot to Escape the Fate fans to be able to see a show like that?
Yeah, of course. But my thing is that, you know, we had Bury the Hatchet, and we're on good terms now. You know, Ronnie talk fairly regularly now. We're friends again, which it's good to have, you know. Cool. And there's no pressure because there's no business to be done together. So now it's purely as friends, and I'm supportive. I went and watched him when he played out here recently, and you know, I was there lending my support to him and stuff, and vice versa. So it's cool. We're good now. But when we played at that particular time, what was it, 2 years ago now? Maybe a year and a half ago, last February or March, something like that. We weren't on the best of terms.
Oh.
So really, we were put in a spot where we had to play with them, and it was not our decision, and we didn't want to do it.
Oh.
But it would have been this whole other thing. I mean, I'm fucking saying too much, probably. But the reality is that for me, it wasn't quite as special because that shit was fake to me. Even though we had already done a Bury the Hatchet before that, it wasn't what it should have been. It wasn't that special. And it was, you know, I understand to the fans it would have been. I mean, we didn't even play any of the old songs together on stage. That, you know, it was just all that kind of shit.
Right.
Where, you know, it wasn't what it should have been. It's hard to accomplish it just because there's so many moving parts, man. Like, for that truly to Bury the Hatchet, it's about a lot more than just putting the two names on the bill. It's the intertwining members and things like that. It's complicated. So for me, it's always really been about, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. You know, I've said before that I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and they did it about as close as they could get it. Izzy Stradlin never played any of the shows, so that's a bummer. But they were able to get, you know, Steven Adler out there, and the main three that were always there in the heyday. So that was special, and that was great, and everyone wanted to see Slash and Axl on stage together. So it was fucking cool, you know. But for this, there is a lot of moving parts that is very complicated to organize and put together, and that those shows weren't necessarily the pinnacle for me of what those two bands on one stage on one night should have represented personally, you know. So, you know, I'm fucking being honest because it ain't just all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah.
But we're good now, you know, and who knows, you know, we may or may not do stuff in the future. Who knows? I'm always open to it because I'm good. You know, it's cool. It's really about, you know, playing for the fans and that kind of thing. Because like I said, you know, in my Guns N' Roses reference, I am a fan first and foremost, and I understand what it means to have special moments like that. You appreciate it, and I know our fans appreciate that because it's a history in their life.
For sure, and I guess, as you say, you can't just pop people on a bill and fabricate some kind of relationship because it might not be happening then. And on a final note there, I guess for me personally, I looked at the order of bands playing on that night, and I don't know, it didn't sit quite right with me, but you don't have to comment on that. That was just my personal thought.
Wait, on what specifically?
You got where I was going with that.
Could have played at what time slot? Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, hey, but that's to each their own. There's reasons why, you know. But I don't know, and I have nothing negative to say about things. It was just timing, you know. These things, it's all about timing, you know. But it's all good now. We're on good terms. I would love to do it again in a more proper fashion, and you know that kind of thing. So.
Well, time is going really quick. So speaking about bills, we've just had one of our homegrown favorites announced to join you guys on the Aussie tour, no other than Dream on Dreamer. Have you checked out those guys before?
I'll be honest, man. I have not. I will give them a try right now. I got to leave in about 45 minutes to go somewhere, and I will bump them in my car and see what's up. So I will check them out. That's usually more Craig's forte and stuff, like diving in, because me personally, I'm a classic rock guy, man. If it was recorded in the Pro Tools era, it's really hard for me to really fully give it a chance. So I would rather have someone who's far more open-minded than myself really be the judge. But sometimes, you know, things align and I love something new. So I will obviously give it a try. I'm always going to give things a chance.
All right, look, well, I don't want to force you, mate. So if you're not interested after a couple songs, just throw an Appetite of Destruction and you'll be back in your safe zone immediately.
Hey, there's never a bad time to listen to that album.
Hell yeah, man. All right, well, Look, what's one Australian distinct food that you're looking forward to? If you had to choose one, what would it be?
Fucking kangaroo, dude. Just because I can always freak people out when I tell them I eat it, you know. I don't know, man. I don't even remember what I had when I was out there. I don't know. Food doesn't really stand out to me in Australia, quite frankly. Nothing has really jumped out.
Maybe Australian beers is going to be the way to go then, mate.
That's more like, yeah, that's how we're talking.
Look, Robert, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us. We're really, really looking forward to seeing Escape the Fate, particularly as a headliner tour. And, we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for taking the time to chat with Wall of Sound, mate. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Wall of Sound.